right, next vehicle we have on tap, we did a review of recently. Again, both of us were able to drive this car, 2025 Volkswagen Tiguan, and that is their smaller SUV. For those of you that might not know the Volkswagen lineup, it's their smaller SUV. You can buy these, oh, pretty much in that low to mid 30s, depending upon how you equip it, which exactly, you know, trim level you end up with. And I will say, Richard, love the size, love the layout of the ergonomics of it inside and all of that. Had no issues whatsoever. One complaint only with this vehicle. And again, Volkswagen, I know you listen to these, so I appreciate you letting us have the vehicles and test drive and give a review and such on them at our altitude. Maybe it's not the same at sea level, but at our altitude, the way the engine and the turbo spool up, you need to count to two before you pull out into traffic. In other words, if you can't count to two, don't pull out, because that's about how long it takes for you to actually get things wound up. Once you're doing that, the vehicle runs great, but it's got that much turbo lag, which I don't know why.
Well, and I don't think it's us, Dad, and reading, you know, as we always do, right? We prepare, we read what other people have to say. It seems like that's a consistent theme. And so I think they can probably fix that with some tuning. Outside of that, Dad, this is actually one of my more favorite cars for this year. It is redesigned, all new for 2025. They've given you a really big center touchscreen, and depending on the model you get, it's either roughly 13 inches or 15 inches. And, Dad, you can get this if you get the top-of-the-line SEL. You can actually get front massaging seats for less than or for just over $40,000. I think ours was the SE, which sat right there in the middle, like you said, about $33,000, $34,000. But depending on the turbo lag, and it may not be a big deal for you, this was one of my more favorite cars just because it just felt really high dollar. I don't know how else to say it. You got in and you just kind of felt like, man, this car feels
agree.
Like it's worth more than...
Agree. No, that one I will agree with. I had comments from people even that have not seen the new redesign, as you mentioned a moment ago, that had similar things to say. And again, ergonomics and all of that, loved all of that. And now, going to the price, I mean, personally, would I buy this car, even knowing that it's got some turbo lag that potentially could get fixed with an update or what have you? I would not buy this car because of the turbo lag, because for the price, Richard, you get a lot of vehicle for the price.
And especially the SE trim, Dad, it gives you power adjustable driver's seat, synthetic leather upholstery, power lift gate, interior ambient lighting that you can change. Again, some features that you don't get on a lot, even some luxury cars, right?
Right.
I mean, there's some $100,000 cars out there that you can't change the interior lighting color.
True.
But with this car, you can. And again,
true.
Folks, if you've seen a Tiguan before, I encourage you to go check out the new one, because for that five-passenger vehicle, and they have taken out the optional third row, Dad, so that's not even an option. So if you've got a family of four and was able to put kids in the back seat, you're in the second row without too much issues, and booster seats, I encourage you to check it out, because this is kind of the urban SUV of choice for a lot of people out there, because it gives you kind of the best of both worlds on all accounts. So I encourage folks, check this out, Dad. Take the family, because it truly is a family car. I think everyone will enjoy it. Again, especially the fact that it's redesigned for 2025. 2025 Volkswagen Tiguan. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.